something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I know you'll be alright, even when times get hard and you feel like you're in the dark. You will see just how beautiful life can be when you soften your heart. You can finally start to live your truth.
Welcome back to The Truthiest Life. It's your host, Lisa Haim. This is a bonus episode, and it's very different than what we normally do here. I'm not going to be doing any interviewing, and I'm not even going to be interjecting at all. It's a meditation provided by my friend Charlotte, who is a meditation teacher, and it's made specifically for new mamas in the postpartum thick of it. Many of you know I'm a new mom, and I found myself pretty much drowning in the thick of it. I'm about 3 months out, and I'd say I'm still very much drowning and in the thick of it. I remember somebody asking me how I'm going to keep up with meditation and self-care once the baby comes, and me thinking to myself, okay, that's a pretty silly question. I don't have strict self-care routine. I'm always changing with my environment. I'll figure it out. But truth be told, I found myself really lost and disconnected from myself very quickly in this process. We know that sleep deprivation is real. We know that that inner critic about how good a job we're doing is loud. And I specifically am really surprised at all the ways my internal systems have been hijacked and a new one kind of came into place as I became a mom seemingly overnight, well, literally overnight. So for any of you who may relate to that experience, I want to remind you and help you reconnect to the soft parts of yourself that can be soft, not just when caring for your baby, but soft when caring for yourself. This meditation was generously provided to me, just landed in my email inbox very serendipitously on a day where I knew that I needed it. So if you're here and you're resisting it because you just don't think that you could sit still, you probably need it the most. So thanks again to Charlotte. And I hope all of my new mamas out there really take these next 12 minutes to soak it up, get into your body, breathe deeply, let your body expand, and reconnect with the peaceful parts of you that are buried deep within the chaos that we are currently going through. With all of my love, thanks again to Charlotte. Enjoy this meditation.
The intention of this meditation practice is to land in your body. And maybe for the first time or one of the first times since your birth, to provide attention, love, and care to every part of your body, and especially those that have been used as a vehicle, a food source, and for somebody else. And sort of reclaiming that love and care and connection to your body and to self. And taking a few moments to get yourself comfortable, supported. And then when you're ready, if you have not already, just gently closing down the eyes Let's begin this meditation by meeting our mind where we are right now and giving ourselves full permission just to think without striving to feel or to think about anything in particular. Just noticing where we're at, the content of our thoughts, tuning into our current energy, and again, trying not to change or manipulate our energy or mood in any way. Just giving ourselves full permission to be exactly as we are in this moment. Our mind can sometimes act like a little child. It gets louder and louder the more you don't pay some sincere attention to it. And then the moment you look to a child and give them that full attention, sometimes they don't have anything to say. And they become completely silent. So allowing this attention to your mind, noticing the effects this has on your thoughts, your physical body, allowing yourself to follow tangents, to perhaps come fixated on a situation, a person, whatever it is that's on your mind. It's intentional time just to think. Now let's shift into our self-awareness, our physical body compassion practice. On top of our whole world changing as a result of our incredible baby, our body and spirit as we know it has converted into something we may have never expected it to. You may not recognize it as the body you once nourished and loved, and used to maximize your health and energy and days. It has now shifted into this source for somebody else, equally, if not deemed more important than ourselves, our beautiful baby. Let's take these next few moments to reconnect to ourselves and offer our intention and compassion to it. Let's begin by visualizing a smile on your face. You might even like to curl the edges of your lips. And just sitting here in a visual or actual smile whilst you intentionally breathe into your body for the next few breaths. Now shifting your awareness to your reproductive organs and all that surrounds them, and visualizing a giant smile spreading from left to right hip. And then just land in this smile. Continue to breathe in and out with your attention, your love, your support, surrounding and supporting every part of your reproductive organs and all that surrounds it. Feeling any sensations that arise. Perhaps tingling, warmth, landing your attention here. In this wired, intentional, visual smile from your left hip to your right hip. Now shifting your awareness to your breast, your chest, your heart space, and drawing a visual smile here from your left shoulder all the way to your right shoulder. Expanding your chest and offering compassion to this whole area. With every inhale, expanding. And with every exhale, softening. Spreading this smile to your belly and spreading it over your belly. And then with your mind's eye, scanning any other points in your body that may be calling for your attention and love. Any points of discomfort, tension, I'm sending this internal smile, support, coming back to this physical smile on your face. And if it's not there already, just allowing the edges of your lips to curl, feeling the smile in your eyes. Sensing this smile in your whole head. And then when you're ready, just bringing some physical, gentle movement back into the fingertips. You might like to swallow a few times to lubricate the back of your throat. And then when you're ready, just gently opening the eyes and coming back into your physical space. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations, prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. And I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.